Hello guys, and welcome to Melon Sugar Podcast. And on this, so this is like the recap of everything Melon Sugar for this season, just season two of our beloved episode. So Delali, how has the episode been, like the season been for you?
For me, you know, this is like my first season. This is my first season. And also, this is the first podcast I am getting involved with. Before then, I had always wanted to, to record podcast with someone, either my own personal podcast or someone's podcast. So for me, it has been a learning journey. I have learned so much. I have learned so much. It's also improved my confidence to some extent, because you know, before we recorded the first episode, I was like, yo Tammy, what will I say, what are we going to talk about, then what's not. So yo, as time went on, my confidence, you know, increased. I became more relaxed. I've become more relaxed, you know, when we're recording and all that. So yeah, for me, it has been a learning journey, and I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for everything.
Oh, that's nice. So guys, I want to also, let's say, right, thank you. Delali, thank you, okay? Because yeah. I think, if I'm let me say, reminisce on the journey, because for me, it's been very, very hectic, because I think my first episode for the season was just and feelings. So okay, so let me say, when it was only me, I had to just every time think of what to record next. So just like my first episode, like feelings on this season, that was just out 22nd January. That one I had to just go into a lot, because that one I have to record. Is it something I can record like three episodes of it separately, then I'll just listen to it back, then I'll just delete the one there. And even with that one, I won't be very comfortable. So in the next, so after that, that's when I got like, okay, then let me just have that crazy idea, just post on Jodel. So to our listeners who don't know Jodel, it's just like an app, is like an anonymous app. You can just go there and just say your thoughts, and like no one would even know who you are. So I just posted there. I just, that anyone wants to be in like podcast or something. Then I got three, and out of that three, you were one. So I remember you gave me your Telegram. I texted you. I think it kept long for you to even reply back. So the others, I think I texted, and one of them was Kobe. Yeah. So for him, he was like, okay, he wanted to do it. And that first, I had an episode, so I was like, okay, like, should I go with my normal flow? Or, okay, let me just create just an episode for him, just for him, like just free talk. But the problem was, sometimes I would say, you have to gel with the person. Because after that episode, I sent it to my friend. And for him, I don't really, really want him to participate in my podcasting. Because for him, he has like anything that's not up to what his preference, he just rub it off, like scrub it off. So I just sent it to him, like the raw thing, and like, okay, oh, I wanted someone to join, and you won't, since you said you won't join, okay, so there's this guy who I did it with, so just listen. And after 5 minutes, he was like, it's trash. And I'm like, what? Ah, how can you say it's trash? So I was like, okay, so I defied him, and I posted it. So when I posted it, and I think the reviews were great and all that. So after that, I think you messaged me, and hey, W, you replied the message, and like, okay, so when? And I'll say, okay, and I was like, okay, then let's schedule Friday. I'm like, freaky Friday, okay. And with that, the third guy also texted, and he was like, oh, he wants to, he's a Legon student, so he wants to, I'm like, okay, so what does he bring up on, like, what does he want to bring up on the show? He's like, he wants to do sports. I'm like, hey, melon sugar, because melon sugar, like, let me say, a lifestyle, like, society and culture are things, so, like, it's so opinionated, so having a sports thing in it, so I was like, okay, then let's give it a try. So on the day that we were to record, out of nowhere, his phone got stolen. His phone got stolen. So I was so stressed out, because I think yours was Friday. So I was like, okay, then let me just record this and put it down. Then Sunday, I'll just schedule it so that it will. So we'll just do it like Sunday sports, do it. His name or something. So he would just, for me, I'll just introduce and he'll just talk like 10 minutes. So I felt really, really bad for him, because he wanted to really, really be on it. And I was like, okay, then he shouldn't worry. Does he have a laptop? He's like, no. And okay, so I was like, okay, I don't want to stress you. So you just be there. I'll get in touch with you. Then, so my focus was now on you. And I was like, serious, this one, you don't have to disappoint, because. So I think the first episode with you. Oh no! So after that, I recorded one. That's the Ukraine-Russian war or something. I was just blabbing, just saying my mind for straight like the 20 minutes or something. So I was like, okay, you just let me. It's now on you. So on Friday, that first episode, Freaky Friday. Seriously, I was just wondering what you'd say. Just wondering what you'd say. Because I think the first show was just normal relationship stuff and all that. And for me, when I introduced you and you just flowed, I was like, no, really? Seriously? Then, okay, great. So, you see, I again sent it to my friend, and my friend he just sent an emoji, the love emoji. And I'm like, hey, this one day is cool. It's cool. And he was like, yeah, have I posted it? I'm like, oh yeah, I have, but it's been scheduled. Okay. And I don't know. So, like, what, that episode, what did you feel? How did you feel?
So you know that was like the first major one. So before then I was thinking, I was like, yo, what am I going to talk about? Then so when I was thinking, and then something came, like, you know what? Let me just go with the flow. Let's begin. Let me see how things, you know, will turn out, and then let me just go with the flow. I decided not to, you know, stress myself. Not to overburden my mind with what how things were going to play out. So yeah, when it ended, I think I was actually happy with myself. I was like, well, okay, this turned out well. It was okay. But yeah, but then also afterwards, you know, for me, what I do is a lot of times I don't go back to listen to the podcast.
Why you are like me? Sometimes I'll only just listen when maybe I've got like an update or something, and I maybe I have to just, okay, randomly just pick one and I'll just listen.
You see, so I don't go back to listen to the podcast. But what I do is I sit down and then I replay everything in my head. So like I sat down, I replayed everything. I was like, yeah, okay, this was okay. Next time I'll do this. Next time I won't say this. So for me, I think everything everything played out. I won't say perfectly, man. It's played out how I wanted it to.
So after that, I think the reviews were very great. So the next episode was the like the mind blowing, because that episode, seriously, that episode, I never, like, it just came.
You never expected it.
But with that episode, it just came into my head that, okay, let me just record something. And that was the sex part. And that was what we titled the Sex 101. And seriously, that episode, I was just dumbfounded. I couldn't, you could, I don't know if you noticed. I couldn't just say anything. So it's just okay. I couldn't just say that. I was just mesmerized about like what you were saying and all that. And I think that's one of like the most popular, like if I'm check iTunes, last time I check iTunes, that's like the most popular episode people have listened to after being single. Yeah. That's the most popular.
So you know something. It is probably the only episode I actually went back to listen to it.
Really?
I think the only episode I've actually like sat down to listen to the whole thing. And you know, after the record, when you posted it, I think it took me about 2 days before I could actually listen to it. I started listening to it. I'm like, yo, Charlie. Like, I was really shocked with over the things I was saying. So I'll start listening and then I'll stop. So one time I was going to it's somewhere I'm along the Dodua Road.
Yeah.
When I sat in the car. And I was like, you know what, let me listen to this. At least it's almost an urgent. So let me just, you know, take my time and listen to this thing. And then I plugged in my earphone and then I started listening to it. While I was listening to it, I just laughed and I was like, yo, I can't believe I said all these things. it's crazy. But then yeah. Again, it's when the thing turns out, it affects, you know, how it affects some of the things we see.
Yeah.
If the thing is, if it's flowing smoothly, like everything is just, it's going as planned, you know, it also kind of like gingers you to say certain things you wouldn't have under normal circumstances.
Yeah. So after that, we had the next one, being Freaky Friday, being single. I think that one is one of like the episode that I really, really like, because mostly when I'm starting, like when we are just starting recording, I don't flow correctly, if you have noticed. I don't like, okay, hello, then what's up, welcome. Sometimes I get, like for me, I'm a stammerer. So I've been able to like practice my speech very well. So like if I'm to talk to you, you will never know I'm a stammerer.
I've never really talked about it, you never know.
So most of the time my friends, sometimes if I tell them I'm a spammer, they are like, nah, you are not. And I'm like, yes, I am. Sometimes it will just cut off. I can't talk. Like I'll be able to talk, but for you listening, you might not think it's happening or it's bad. So I think that episode was just the blast, and it's like the most popular episode, seriously, for this season on iTunes. Last time I checked, I was like, okay, really? But I thought some episodes would be more popular, but being single was like, one of my friends was like, he's able to relate to that episode a lot. So I was like, okay, I was very, very happy, and with the reviews and all that, with people texting, like, commenting on it on Apple podcast, I'm like, okay, that's my favorite. So the third one was auto. So this one, I just wanted an experiment. So we're like, filter like trending topics. But I think the first one for this one, auto, I got it wrong, seriously. Because it's one of the like is the least popular. Is the least popular. I think the first episode, yes, All Talk is the least popular. But it's the one that I think people like, when I just posted, like you could see people were just listening to it, like downloading, like the like how they play downloads and all that. But after like a week, nothing. But with the others, it starts slowly, like in a day or two, then you just go and you see in a day like 50 downloads and you'll be like, whoa, really? But with All Talk, I was like, okay, so let's just have like trending topics and just talk about stuff. And we just, I think I remember that when we talk. It was very funny because that episode made me like notice how like opinionated we are as a panel. We just like we're just having fun and all that, and it just made me like smile and all that, and it was very lively. Like, so with that, and it went to Freaky Friday first time, and with that one too, you didn't disappoint. Cause seriously, you didn't disappoint. Cause for me, sometimes some of the episodes, I was just like how I was saying, if it was only me, I'll just be awake and I'll just be dotting things out. Okay, so what would I say? That's what I did in the first season. Cause in the first season, like you see, like I'll just post. Then after 3 weeks later, and I'll post another. So it was not regularly that you see, but with these ones, it's just like, okay, I'll be recording with the lady. Then okay, I don't know what to say or what topic to discuss. But as I'm about to start the show, something will just click in my head and just be pow. Then we'll go for it. So I think the first time, Freaky Friday, first time was, I think such an excellent episode, and that one too, we got to uncover a lot, and I think we explored and talked about things that we've been to, like our first time and all that. And I think that's something that people really, really, really related to with and all that. So sometimes I'll just be seeing the analytics and you just see people just listening to that episode, and I'll be like, okay, that's nice. So then it went to financially stable. Seriously, that this episode, I don't know how we recorded it, and it's at least my favorite. Sorry to our listeners. I think it's one of the least favorite episodes in this. Cause I never liked it. I don't know if you can sense it. Cause that day I just made you to just talk. Cause I was like, how did I even come up with this topic to really discuss? Cause I was so like, I didn't know what to just talk about, for us to just talk about. So it was just clicking my head that okay, I didn't, and at that time I was broke, I didn't have money, so like, okay, so what were I being discussed? Okay, like financial stability or something. Wait, what thing? Financially stable. Okay, then let's discuss that. And I think that one too, we got to learn a whole lot, and it was very
you know, it's actually one of my favorite one of my favorite topics we actually discussed. Yeah, it's one of the recorders. After recording, I sat down like, you know, I could have said this, I could have added this. I'm like, yo, honestly, if I had it my way, you would have re-recorded it.
Yeah.
Because after recording it, I realized, you know, there's actually a lot of things that, you know, I could have said about, you know, financial stability and all that. So I was like, oh, this thing, I truly didn't really feel it, because I felt it was a very important topic, and I felt I didn't really do enough or I didn't say enough.
Yeah.
But I liked it actually. I liked the topic.
For me, I didn't like it. So after that, we went to let's just bash the all talk. So the all talk was just mostly trending topics that we'll just talk about. So the next one was Freaky Friday fetishes, and that episode 2 was seriously so a friend was like, mostly if you recall, like sexual topics, that brings a whole lot of different vibes. So I'm like, really? And with the reviews and all that, you can hear people, this one was very nice, this one very nice. And I think I got a message about someone saying his fetish was just smelling people's clothes. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Hey.
And I'm like, okay. Thank you for also sharing yours. And the next, so we went to trust. So the next episode was trust, and I think the trust too was, I think this one of the like more personal, like opening topic we ever had. That's Freaky Friday trust. Yeah. And I think that really opened a lot of things. And I think with that episode, like, that's like my favorite in terms of like being open about a whole lot of stuff. And yeah, and sorry listeners, I don't know, maybe you might think I'm going fast, but I know I'm going fast, because I don't want this to be like a long episode or something, so we are just brushing it off. So yeah, and the next one, the title just shocked me. That was all talk. Quotes, it's your relationship that's stupid. Seriously. Read that thing. Sometimes I'll just brush off with having like a topic for an episode, and I'll just be wondering, this episode crowd, how should I call it? Then when we're just having the discussion, just stick in my head, it's your relationship that's stupid. And I think that one, the reviews were very great and very nice. And seriously, you see, your input in some of these episodes sometimes make me more relaxed, because sometimes I will be so not, I won't be able to like flow, but with you talking, you just make me just flow and just be consistent and all that. I'd like to thank you for that. And the next 3 episode was okay. So the next two were just like I say into one. So we had the Patreon one. That's the land of the free and the others. So it was just and the last episode that I think before the last but one is what is happening in Nigeria. I think that episode, do you know that episode when we publish it, it was the one with the least like reviews or people downloading. But after a week, I was just watching its analytics, and I just saw something like its jump, like in people listening, it is just going up, and I think it's picking up. And you could see like the location is more people from Nigeria listening. So just like to say thank you to our people for also listening. That's in Nigeria.
Yeah,
I thank you for listening. So in all, what do you have to say? Because we had our last episode, that's the abortion. For that one too, I think everyone will just like it. We just set our mind, so we don't know where you're in, and people and these
don't,
are
don't come up fast.
And for these ones, it's just people. You could hear people discussing it. It just abortion has just become a serious topic for us, our generation, and all that. So we are also just seeing and discussing, just like how you guys are also discussing at your home. So we are just thankful you guys just listened and was part of this season. So Delali, how did you feel with us recording our last episode of the abortion? How did you feel? How has it
so
been?
Beautiful. It's as I said earlier, it's been a learning process, and for me, honestly, as each day goes by, I look forward to, you know, recording more episodes with you, because I think it's fun, yeah. It's fun and interesting. I think what we have to do next, and you know, with the next season is, I think we should plan properly. And we should be consistent, because come on, there are times we go for weeks and then come back.
So this time
we have to be more consistent.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, post content like almost every week. But you know, it has to be weekly. We have to, if not posting twice, or at least we should be once in a week. We have to, you know, we have to be consistent with, you know, with the recordings and all that. But yeah, for me, it has been fun. Fun and interesting.
So with that said, just like how Delali said, our listeners, you have to support us. But sometimes, you know, we have a lot to do. So like in supporting, we get to also record with our laugh for you and everything. So as we come close to the season 2 of Melon Sugar, I had wanted to change the episode, like the podcast thing. So I wanted to like get like, I was writing some names down and all the names were not taken. So I was like, okay, then let me just go with my Melon Sugar, because this one, I don't want to just brainstorm again and just pick a name, because even with picking this name, seriously, I had to just do so a whole lot. So with that being said, if you like our season and everything that we did, please don't forget to donate. You can donate on our WordPress website. So if you're on WordPress, you can just search in Melon Sugar, then I think you just see us there. So the donate button is also there. Then in the description below, you can see the Patreon link and the PayPal link. Seriously, you don't have to just talk, you don't have to just do it, just click on it, just do the rest, then you will just become part of the family. Okay, so with that being said, like I said, a very big thank you to everyone, our listeners, and everyone who have made this possible. So in ending, we wish everyone Godspeed, God health, and everything, and we'd like to say thank you, and have a great summer, everyone. Have a great summer, everyone, everywhere you are. So with that said, you guys should expect us 29th July with the brand new season of Melon Sugar, the season 3, yeah, of Melon Sugar, July 29th on Friday. Guys, thank you very much. Delali, let's say a very big bye to them. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.